We're going to start off our conversation about Las Vegas, family, friends. We wanted to check on him and them and find out, you know, how they are and his thoughts on what happened in Las Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was wild just hearing the news. I didn't really know what was going on. I was on Instagram, and a lot of the stories that my friends were having kept saying pray for Las Vegas, and I was piecing it together slowly, piece by piece, and there's no words to describe what happened. It's a tragedy, and I do know people that were affected by it. No one, very, very personal, but it definitely hits home. It's kind of surreal. People kept asking me how people were, and throughout the day, you continue to get more and more injuries, and just news kept piling up. But everyone in my family is good and healthy, but God's been good to me, but I've been praying for everyone back home in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, like, as somebody who had a brother in Vegas during that a couple of days ago, it's scary, and you just knowing everybody and you're from the area, like, what is the next 12 hours like after you learn that this happened to try to check up on everybody?
Yeah, I didn't know where to start. My high school, Faye Lutheran, a lot of my friends went to that concert, and I didn't even know the concert was going on, so I learned a lot about it. I didn't know that there were over 22,000 people even there, so there was a ton of people that I knew that were at the concert, and it just kept coming case by case, just making sure everyone was okay. Thank God everyone was good. And then I heard from my high school, Faye Lutheran, and I heard that there were two twins that got shot, and they were on, like, the Ellen Show, I believe, and Good Morning America talking about it. And it's just crazy how throughout the day, more news, more information kept popping up.
I have just one follow-up. Does part of you, like, almost wish you could go back and kind of, you know, help them out in person? I know you can't because you're in the middle of a season here, but does part of you almost wish you could be in two places at once?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's just so many people that are trying to help the situation, and that's the positive side of it, and I would love to take part in that, but sadly I can't be, like you said, two places at once. All I can do is just pray.
John, let's turn the conversation to football this year. You started at three different positions, so it's almost like you've been multiple places at once. You played left guard, right guard, right tackle. Is it difficult in the course of four games to have played three different positions?
Oh, it's a fun challenge. I really enjoy it. It'll help me out in the long run, being able to handle that. And it's challenging, but it's definitely good having a coach like Coach Bedell. He keeps it very simple. His goal isn't to make it difficult for me to understand the scheme and really putting me in the best position to function well within the unit.
What is the bigger difference, going from the right side of the line to the left side of the line, or going from a guard spot to a tackle spot? Like, which part of the adjustment is the more drastic change?
Playing on, like, with a different stagger can be kind of different. You're used to one foot up versus the other. But I've learned to handle that. Also, like, each position has a different role. For instance, tackles deal with distances, down and distances, and guards deal with like helping the center run the show and make calls when the center isn't looking up. So, vice versa, handling cadences. So, it's going to be really fun. I'm excited.
John Molchan joining us, one of the offensive linemen. We won't limit him to one position. He's played three. Maybe he'll play a fourth. Who knows? This week, sophomore out of Las Vegas. So, John, which one do you like the best? Is there one of the positions that's more fun?
Oh, no. Each week is always something interesting. So I enjoy it every time. It provides a different perspective. But I haven't been able to call a position home yet. So,
well, one of the things that has been an area of emphasis, it seems like, coming from the team is improving this running game, getting the running game back on track. As an offensive lineman, what can the O-line do to help the team reach that goal of improving the run game?
So the biggest thing that I think of when improving the run game is continuing to create a mentality, and it all starts with the offensive line, creating the mentality to set up holes, open holes, and have the running back know what our mentality is, and have that be one big solid rhythm, and have that cycle be fluid.
Is there a difference blocking for different running backs? You blocked for several guys last year. There's three guys this year that have taken it. Is there a different feel? And then maybe take it the other way at the quarterback when you're pass blocking. Is there a different feel blocking for a pocket passer as a more of a running, scrambling quarterback?
A lot of people would think that we would notice a difference, but it's kind of crazy because when you're in the heat of things, you're really thinking about your own assignment, and you're fighting to the death trying to make your block and try to open up that hole. Like, we always forget, like, we don't even know who's behind us. We don't really think about that. In the game situation, it's kind of crazy.
The team huddles, you know, quite a bit this year, especially compared to previous years. And you mentioned, like, you don't notice the difference between quarterbacks. But, like, does a huddle feel a little bit different when one quarterback's in versus the other?
Yeah, I mean, the kid, like, the way they call the plays are, you know, just it's just a different person. So, but also being able to, like, see the entire offensive unit out as a group, huddle up together, I really like that. It shows a sign of unity in my perspective.
John Mulchon joining us, sophomore offensive lineman for Boise State. John, is there a different feel when you're playing offensive line going in the hurry-up that we saw at the end of the first half against Virginia, or you're huddling as far as the pace, the tempo? Does it feel different for you?
I'd say so. The change in pace of calls are obviously different, but I like it. It adds a spice. It adds a different flavor and pace to the game. It allows us to try to get the defense on their heels, and I like switching up the pace. I like going fast, and then I also like slowing down and slowing down the tempo.
Offensive lineman John Mulchon joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. When you take a peek at BYU, what do you see?
Big guys up front. We're always excited to accept the challenge and fight hard and try to look for a win.
They've got some guys on the defensive line that are very active. What makes them different? Is this a group that does things differently than some of the teams we've seen?
Yeah, they're bigger guys up front, so we've been emphasizing that. And they do a good job up front for sure. So the bye week was very good for us, and this week has been great also.
I can't let you go without asking you about the Yankees. John, saw you at Yankee Stadium in July. Yankees go on the wild card tonight. Your thoughts on the kind of season they've had and what your expectations are for them in the postseason?
Yes, they've been having an electrifying season, very active season. It's been awesome to watch, and I just can't wait to watch them tonight. Go Yankees, baby.
Are you picking somebody for an MVP tonight? Anybody you got to feel is going to have a big game?
Oh, Aaron Judge, of course.
Is it more nerve-wracking watching a game with your favorite team in it or actually playing in a big game?
That's a good question. You got me on that one.
I can't answer it?
Oh. I'd say watching.
Yeah, because you have no control over it, right?
Yeah. I definitely watching it.
Well, I hope you have a lot of success tonight. My wife, Teresa, will be much happier if the Yankees win tonight. So go Yankees. And, John, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.